To hundreds of residents on Staten Island whose homes were heavily damaged by Sandy, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo arrived like a white knight. Last year, he said he would buy out entire neighborhoods that were dangerously close to the shore, giving homeowners the pre-Sandy value for their homes, plus a generous incentive. Now he's cutting off the spigot. He will move forward with areas that have already been designated for buyouts, but go no further. Joining me to discuss this is WNYC's Matthew Sherman, who's been following the buyouts from the beginning. Matthew, when Governor Cuomo talked about this buyout program last year, he got a lot of praise from environmentalists as well as from homeowners on Staten Island who wanted relief. What did they like about his plan?
Well, the environmentalists liked that the program didn't just buy people out that weren't able to or weren't willing to rebuild their homes, but the state would then take the land, tear down the house, and then turn it over to open space to act as a buffer in the next storm. And this is the line that he used to justify it.
There are some parcels that Mother Nature owns. She may only visit once every few years, but she owns the parcel.
He used that line again and again in various speeches, variations on his State of the State address in January of 2013. Some environmentalists told me it's really unusual to have a government official say something like this, because usually after a disaster, they want to roll up their sleeves, say they're coming back better than ever. They're not going to get down about this. They're rebuilding just the way it was before, albeit maybe a little bit better. So environmentalists have long thought that we are building too close to the shore, especially given sea level rise, and they were really heartened by this approach.
So that's what they liked, and I'm sure homeowners really liked the financial incentives.
They saw their neighbors drown and die and their possessions be destroyed in this disaster, and so a lot of them just didn't have the heart to build back.
The state announced last weekend that a third area on Staten Island's east shore would be eligible for these neighborhood buyouts, Graham Beach. That's on top of the neighborhood of Ocean Breeze and Fox Beach. They were named last year. And you learned today, this is it. No other neighborhoods on Staten Island. So if this was so popular, Matthew, with environmentalists and with Sandy damaged Staten Island homeowners, then why stop at these three communities?
The official I spoke with, Barbara Brancaccio, said it was never the state's intention to buy out Staten Island's entire east and south shores. And that's where these applications for the buyouts were coming from. Midland Beach, South Beach, Great Kills, Tottenville, and New Dorp Beach were the other ones. And, you know, interestingly enough, the Rockaways, Coney Island, no one there really wanted these buyouts, or at least not in these great numbers. And it was a little unusual to see a governor go into what's really the mayor's territory and make land use decisions, take these properties off the tax rolls, and arguably make the housing supply in New York City even worse, right, by making land no longer useful for housing. So it was a little exceptional to begin with. But then there's also a question of money. Buyouts may be a good idea in the long run, but in the short run, it generally costs a lot more money to buy out a home than it does to repair it.
What's been the reaction from homeowners?
I talked to Scott McGrath, a member of the New Dorp Beach Civic Association. He says about 150 people from his neighborhood had been hoping for buyouts.
They're going to be people that devastated. We have at least 36 people that are not allowed in their home due to how badly damaged it was.
Now, there is another option here, which is that these homeowners can go through what's called an acquisition. The problem from an environmental perspective is that they do not see this land being turned over to Mother Nature, but rather it's redeveloped into new housing. And also homeowners tend to get a little less money than they would under the buyouts.
WNYC's Matthew Sherman. Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks, Amy.